Hey, Josh.
Yep, Marshall, the call got
Hello?
dropped.
Yeah,
Yep.
okay, you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
So we were talking about olive oil. The
Yep.
OYL is correct, so you're going to
Yep,
get rid of the red line. Right?
that is corrected.
Next, inert, 309. Number one, line two, you're going to delete, hadn't the slightest. And change it to had no idea or had no.
I had no idea where it came from.
Yeah.
Done.
That's fewer syllables. 308, 309, number one. Okay, good. Then number three. It's really not labeled three because it goes together with two. But it's the last limerick under 309, line two. We're going to change about to of.
About to what?
About now changes to of. OF. That I
That I
learned
learn of
of.
in chemistry class. Done.
Right. Okay.
Yep.
Next, 312. Shown. Line five. The word seems. Changes to appears. It appears I was on the wrong floor. 316, forego. Number one, line two. Change they readily volunteer to are not a veneer. VENEER.
Okay, can you just come again on this one? The file was auto-saving.
Yeah. So 316, forego. Number one, line two. That ends with they readily volunteer. Get rid of that. And when it's gone, you're going to change it to are not a veneer. VENEER.
Done.
So, where is that? Oh, okay. So now it reads, ascetics are rather austere. Their abstinences are not a veneer. You know what a veneer is?
Yep.
A wood, veneer, the surface. You don't want to know all the things they forego, but celibacy is the most severe.
Yep,
I like
corrected.
that one.
Ready to move
All right.
forward.
Right, forego. We're still there. Number two. Line two. Change decided. It chose.
Done.
You want to read that?
So I arrived on the mountain plateau. At the last moment, I choose to forego. For
Chose.
I became, yep, for I, at the last moment, I chose to forego. for I became very stiff, almost jumping off the cliff. Hang gliding is not for me, you know.
I would have done the same.
I'm thinking the same.
317 story. You need to put a new an extra space in between 381 and 7.
Yep.
Get rid of the blue line.
Yep.
And then that number 2 between the two limericks,
mm-hmm.
go ahead and delete it. And move the second limerick up a line or two. They're related.
Done.
All right?
Yep.
So they're related. It shouldn't have been a 2. All right. I got to find the next page, the back. Well, all right. 318. Barry. Give me a sec. Barry, 318. Number 2. The word tongue, hairy tongue.
Mm-hmm.
I put an asterisk there on yours by mistake. You haven't?
Okay.
On the second line, hairy tongue. Do you have an asterisk after tongue?
Nope, I don't have it.
Okay, well, it's going to be a footnote I'm adding. So if you would kindly put an asterisk there, and this will be the second one,
yep.
we need to add a footnote.
Yep, I'm adding the comment.
I thought that needed a footnote. Not everybody knows what a hairy tongue is, right?
Yep.
So that'll be the second of 3 footnotes we'll come back to.
Mm-hmm.
319 train. Number 1. Line 5.
Mm-hmm.
You see the word really?
Mm-hmm.
Move it to after wood, so I would really have to be insane. When you do that, does the blue line go away under 2?
Yep.
Okay. So you're seeing my corrected version right here, right?
Yep. Yep, I can see that
too. Oh, good, good. That's easy. If you hear me and see me, you'll get it all right. Okay. 320. Homer. Line 1, you got to delete the red line because the poem is about it's Casey at the Bat. It takes place in Mudville. You know that?
Yep.
Okay. Line 2, delete the blue underlining.
No, that is taken
all
care of.
All baseball fans of Mudville were looking. I don't know what's wrong with that. What they think is wrong with it. They were looking for a big thrill. So we'll just get rid of the blue line, okay?
Mm-hmm.
322. Myth. Line 3. Delete the blue underline. No. Sorry. Right. Was it there? No. Line 3.
On my end.
Delete the word had.
Done.
325. Echo. Line, first of all, that is correct. Ekeko, it's defined in the footnotes, it's the Bolivian god. Delete the red line.
Just give me a quick minute, it's auto-saving.
Yeah.
Yep, we're ready to move forward.
326. Bar, line 2, it's, get rid of the apostrophe.
Okay. Done.
Next, 329. Metal. We need to add a cross reference. Next line. C505, parenthesis 1, close parenthesis, stale. There it is. Yep. Also, when you're ready.
Yep, I'm ready.
Line number 2, metal. Line 3, which is, you need an apostrophe after the E. That should make the blue line go away.
Okay, just give me a second. Yeah, the blue line is gone already.
Okay, so which is now apostrophe S.
Mm-hmm.
331, delves, number 2, line 2, delete deeply.
Done.
Line 3, delete 1. Before ambitious and after the word be on that line 3, add the word to, T-O-O.
So that is going to be too ambitious, right?
Right. So that line now reads, to recall each would be too, I got to add it, too ambitious. You know the 12 days of Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to read it to you, see if you have the same. I knew that there were exactly 12. To remember all, I would have to delve. To recall each would be too ambitious. All of the 12 days of Christmas. If I fail to, the performance I will shelve.
Perfect.
So that's that. Okay.
Yep.
Now, 332, being.
Marshall, can I just place you on one quick hold on just for a quick minute?
Sure. Yep.
Thank you so much. Ooh. Yep, thank you for staying on the line. I was just being called for a quick meeting. So is it possible that we can just continue this for 15 minutes and after that we can postpone this to Friday or whenever you're free?
Well, are you available in 15 minutes? Because we're almost
yes,
done.
I am available for the next 15 minutes.
Yeah, so let's keep going.
Perfect.
Okay, so 332 being. Got it?
Yep, got it.
Where you have to add a reference, you know, cross-reference, and what I did here was it says C654, parenthesis, 2, plus sign, 3, close parenthesis, ratio. I see you there.
Got it. Just give me a quick minute. I'm doing one more.
Yep.
thing as well. You can just let me know the number, and I'll quickly check your online sheet and copy-paste the details from there as well.
Okay, so you can see, when I see that pink, you're looking at it, right?
Yep. If you see my word over there, Josh, written, then yep, you can see that.
Yeah, yeah. I see the pink, yeah. Yeah, the red, yep.
Yep, that is corrected.
Okay, and 332, number 2, line 1. Wait, that's line 2. Delete the red line. I want that line for the rhymes.
Done.
All right. Okay. 334, last number 2, delete the yellows, colors.
Done.
Don't need them anymore.
Yep, that is done.
Okay, that's 334. You know, I don't have that on my copy.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay. I'll just make my note self a note to fix that. Let me just 334 6. I can't get the lowercase, but that's okay. All right. But you have it on your copy, so you can get rid of the yellow. On 336, wrap, lime 1. Debold the S and fine and scraps.
Done.
All right. 336. 338. Hinge. Line 2. Add the word add to before use. Add to T-O before the word use. So allow them to use. When you do that, does it get rid of the blue line?
Yep, and I think the fifth word needs to be changed as well. That I felt an umbrella.
That I felt, oh yeah, yeah, an unbearable twinge.
Yep.
Okay. That's hinge next. 334, tiara. Number 2, line 1, change difference to distinction.
Uh-huh. It was the number?
We missed something. Go back to 342.
Uh-huh.
Line 5, leptospira, get rid of the underline, but make it a capital first. Capital
done.
L, see if that gets rid of the red.
Yep, got it sorted.
That did get rid of it?
Yep, that gets rid of it.
That's what they wanted. Okay, next. I missed that one earlier. In 343.
Mm-hmm.
Prepped. You have to add some references. Do you want to look at mine?
Yep, it's 765 parenthesis 2 hobby and 781 parenthesis 3 lover.
Perfect. And none of the references, cross references, could have a number greater than 800, right?
Yep.
Okay. 343. 346 is next. And the word is manner. And this one is a four limerick story.
Uh-huh.
manner. And I, so number one, line two, delete just. Okay.
Yep, done.
9-3, delete the red underline. Grace Stoke is correct. Next, 3-48, showy, number one. Line two. This is ostentatious and change that to ostentatiously.
Okay.
Let me know when you've done that. We'll move on to next.
Yep, done.
351, depth. We're going to add some references. Looking for your pink color.
Sure. Just give me 1 second. That's going to be 351. Yep, I see the references. It's 685 parenthesis 4 and below,
yep.
And 797 ocean.
Correct.
Yep,
you know when
you're
ready
to move forward. Yep, ready.
Okay, 351, line 3, get rid of the starting word that.
So it's just going to start with the.
Right. 356, piety. I got to go to another path. What do they want with piety? Line 6.
Always.
Always is always. That should get rid of the red line.
Done.
Right? Work?
Yeah.
And next, 357, goose. I added the word number one before, number one, footnote. Okay, this is the third footnote that I've got because it turns out a word came up, birch, and that's when I learned that the spruce goose is made of birch, not spruce. So, 358. Well, that's a footnote. We'll do that another time.
Mm-hmm.
358 float, number one. Line one, delete the blue underline. That is spelled correctly.
Yep.
Principle. It's not A-L, it's E-L-E. At least the Archimedes principle. Did you learn about that in school?
Yep.
362.
Correct it.
Yep. 362 apron. Number
yep.
two. Line four. Delete for him. Okay.
Okay, just give me one quick second.
Yep. Ready?
Done.
473, we're going down 10 notches.
Yep.
To retro, line 5, change its. It is to its.
Can you read that completely?
It's your parents you are trying to impress.
1 second.
373, retro.
Okay.
Got it?
Yep, got it.
All right. 378, egret.
Yep.
Sorry, give me a minute. Okay. You have the reference Heron. Line four, the late very.
Done.
Line five, just get rid of that entire line, and I will give you the new line when you're ready.
Sure. Just give me 1 second. I have the new line. Let me just replace it with that. I don't think that will make them upset, correct?
Right, right. Much better.
Done.
Okay, next, 381. Field. Line number one. Line four. Delete the blue underline.
Yep, it's removed.
Because it, which the pig, so yeah, it's fine. And then line number two, line three, delete the red underline, that's her name.
Yep, all lines removed.
382, fluff. You got references to add?
Sure, let me quickly copy.
Would you like to look at it? Just two of them. Yep,
yep,
you're there.
It's going to be 21, parenthesis 1, debt, and 369, parenthesis 2, drink.
Right. Next, 384. Same thing. When you're done with this, let me know.
Sure. Just having this aligned. And the next one you said was 384?
384, same thing, references.
Okay, just give me 1 second. Sure, I'm just going to quickly read out. That is going to be 253 Chan, 597 parenthesis 1 ninth, and 798 choir.
Correct.
Perfect. Let me add that real quick. It's done.
386. Birth. delete the blue underline.
Yep, it's done.
Maybe I should add, but I couldn't. I needed to give him my birth, but couldn't. Due to his great girth, would be better if I had I couldn't.
We can do that.
Yeah, there's enough room. I think that'll make it clearer. Let me do that here, too. But I couldn't. Yeah, we'll add I. Three, you ready? Let me know.
Yep, but I couldn't.
Yep.
Yep, that is done.
389. Land. Line number one, line four, Gruyere is spelled correctly.
Yep, I've ignored that.
Okay, so you got rid of the red line.
Yep.
393, wacky, line four, change considered to thought.
Okay. No one thought, right?
Yeah, T-H-O-U-G-H-T.
Done.
Thought. 395, angry. Number two, line three. Change in with a lowercase n. That should make the blue line go away.
Yep, the line has gone away.
And the last, number 400, power. Number 2, line 3, change the P in President Kennedy to capital P.
Done.
Now, we have time for footnotes, additions, or not?
We would need to postpone that.
Okay.
If there's a good time for us to have a call the day
Friday
after.
Friday would be good. Yeah, Thursday, I got a busy day, but Friday was good.
Sure. Let's get on call on Friday and wrap the final version up.
Okay. Let me look at my calendar for the time. The morning, 10 o'clock my time, work for you? That's 12 your time.
Sure. We can get on that. Give me 1 second. You would be on the mountain time that day, right?
Yeah. 10 p.m. mountain time is 12
Friday.
Your time, I
Let
believe.
Me just pull up my calendar. Just give me one quick minute.
Yeah.
Would 11 or 12 mountain time suits you that day?
Yeah, 11 is okay.
Sure. Let's have a call scheduled on 11 on Friday.
Okay. And we should be, don't be that much. We should be able to finish it. There's just the footnotes and a few little things. And there's one last thought I'll leave with you. I had this idea of I'm making lists of the numbers of the limericks that deal with certain topics, like limericks about limericks, Shakespeare, whatever. And I wanted to put one in each volume. And I have one called Limericks of Limericks, and it has about a dozen. So how to do that, where to do it, whether we should even include ones that go beyond 400 to do it, I'd like some input on that.
Okay. Let's just give it some time to think over it. And once you're done with
it. I'm just throwing it out. Throwing it out.
Absolutely. I'll have this on the back of my head, and I'll think about this as well, what could be the creative way for us to incorporate that. And once we reach out to a solution, we'll have that finalized.
Very good. I'll talk to you Friday. We'll finish this up, and then you'll give me a little outline of what the next steps are. I'll probably get a final draft back, and then after let me know what happens. Okay.
Thank you, Josh. Thank you
so
very much for your time, Marshall. Take care. Hope you have a great day.
Thank you for yours. Okay, you too. We'll talk to you Friday.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.